At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. We've got Bill Courtney, founder of the Classic American Hardwoods, joining us at the bottom of the hour. But for now, we're going to continue on the line along the lines of the golf talk with PGA Tour and LIV's merger.
It's a big
story.
And
we welcome in the Michael Breed, who's a SiriusXM PGA Tour radio host and also the host of A New Breed of Golf on YouTube. We've had Michael on before. Does a tremendous job. Michael, welcome to the Odd Couple.
I love being back home. I miss you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, we had fun with you last time, and we're looking forward to talking to you today. And look, Mike, I mean, we can't escape the elephant in the room. The PGA is looking incredibly hypocritical, and I feel for those individual players, the Tiger Woods, the Rory McIlroys, who turned down nearly $1 billion. And now here the PGA is taking that money and then some.
Well, there's a couple things here. First of all, this is not an elephant in the room. This is the whole damn herd.
Well, there you go. Right.
I mean, right?
It's the whole story, right?
Look, you know what? I sit here and I think to myself a couple of different things. It wouldn't surprise me, and I don't know any of this. Nobody knows any of this. This caught everybody off guard. But it wouldn't surprise me if Tiger was a part of this somehow, some way. It wouldn't surprise me if he knew what was going on. Jimmy Dunn, who is down there, he's very involved with Seminole and very good friends with all of them, Rory, Tiger, and everybody. This has been going on for 7 weeks is what I've been told. And I would be stunned if those guys didn't know about this and weren't somehow aware. I don't know whether they like it, they don't like it. I'm sure we're going to hear more of that. They had an all-hands meeting with all the players that were playing in Canada. Jay flew up to Canada after doing his CNBC interview. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that there's a lot more people behind the scenes than just Jay and Yasser from the PIF. But I will tell you, this is a shocking situation, and I think this is one that is going to – there's a lot of people – I mean, I've already gotten tons of emails from individuals for our radio show that are adamant that they're never going to watch golf again. They're not going to support the PGA Tour.
I believe this, Chris. I believe it.
Now, you say individual. These are listeners? Listeners.
Listeners. You bet. These are listeners. Wow. Sure.
But I'll say this. I do believe that because of the way it was packaged, Chris, and wrapped around with the families. The group, I read a quote from the group 9/11 Families United, said they were shocked, quote, shocked and deeply offended by the merger. And I think that's what it's business. You can do all that, but when you tell people not to go and you point at the Saudis and say they're responsible for 9/11 and the deaths of Americans, and that's why you shouldn't go and you shouldn't do this to your country, and then the same people who were saying that go and make a deal with them. How's that supposed to make you feel? You can't feel good about it, can you?
Well, I would say this. I think there's a lot of people that feel betrayed is the word that I think a lot of people feel in the business. And, you know, this what happened when all this came about was there are a lot of people that were sitting there. Are you a LIV supporter? Are you a PGA Tour supporter? And there were few people that were on both sides. That they'll both come together and so on. What's interesting, by the way, which I think you guys will find interesting anyway, is a year ago, Donald Trump predicted this was going to happen, by the way. To do a little research on that will catch you off guard. But no. The point is there were a lot of people that were all PGA Tour, can't stand LIV, and then there were a lot of people that were all LIV and can't stand the PGA Tour. And now everybody, I don't care which side of the fence you're on, everybody's having to eat a little crow and figure out how are we going to walk blissfully down the aisle together, because right. That's what we're doing. If you're going to support professional golf, you're walking blissfully down the aisle with this one.
Yeah, my thing, Michael, from the get-go was that, I mean, obviously we know 9/11 and all that stuff, but there are so many American companies that the Saudis are invested in, Amazon, Google, Visa, Microsoft, Disney, Uber. And then there are other companies that are doing business in Saudi Arabia with the Saudis. I mean, I just thought it was unfair and still is for those that want to call these golfers hypocrites and right. shame them when all these American companies that every one of us individually in some way, shape, or form is supporting. You can't help but support them because they're all over the place. So Saudis are already tied into American corporations. So I just felt it was wrong to expect the golfers to take the high road when all of our companies and even the government that sells arms to Saudi Arabia is in business with them.
You know, I don't dispute that. I think that there's also a lot of people that have no idea that they're buying a certain something
right.
and supporting a certain entity, right? So,
totally.
You know, there's an ignorance that exists in the world where people don't really have that kind of wisdom. And I think when they're greeted with that, they kind of like, wait a second, is that really the case? But I think, look, you know, the one thing that we live in a world now that is far from united, and we certainly live in a country that is far from united. And the most united that we have been in my recent memory is on 9/11, when all of a sudden everybody came together and went, wait a second, you've attacked New York, you've attacked Washington, D.C., you've attacked our way of life, and that's not acceptable. And we all came together, and we wanted to throw blame at somebody, and we threw it all over the place, right or wrong. But in that was certainly a relationship, and by many people's opinions, a thought that the Saudi government was a part of it. And now all of a sudden, you know, for those people, particularly those that have served our country, they sit there and go, hey, wait a second. We fought to protect our freedom, and now what we're going to do this? And I know that there are a lot of people, because I get all these emails, I served in this. I was involved in the Army. I was involved in the Navy, the Air Force, whatever. This doesn't agree with me. And if you saw these emails, I mean, I'm sure I could pull some up for you. You would be stunned at what people are saying. I got one email from a guy that says, hey, this is shameful. This is my word of the day is shameful. I mean, that's where people are nowadays. And they're frustrated. They're upset.
How about Phil Mickelson was dragged through the mud, and a lot of bad stuff was said about him, and that he was un-American, and how could you do this to us and turn your back on the families of 9/11? And now I think Phil Mickelson should get an apology from some people.
You know what? Here's the thing with Phil. And I like Phil. I think he's an incredible talent and very important to the game of golf. But when Phil came out and he said that the PGA Tour was greedy and that greed was the reason why he was leaving, and then all of a sudden everybody saw that when he did this, when he made this move to live, he had made $53 million in the year after he won that PGA Championship, and then he makes this move over for $200 million as it's reported, right? There's a lot of people that go, wait a second, man, that's hypocritical in and of itself. Isn't that greed on your part? So, yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of, like, Phil Mickelson is, you like him, you don't like him, that's fine. But you can argue both sides on this one, too.
Yeah, I just think that, I'm sorry, I'm never going to be mad at somebody, you know, who's making more money doing the same thing. The PGA Tour right. wasn't paying people. And it's just like anything else. When another league comes around and they're offering more money, go look at what happened in the NFL when the USFL came around and it was viable. And how many players, Reggie White and Steve Young, they all left the NFL to make more money. I don't think anybody is going to do the same thing for less money. Why would you do the same thing and make less money? So I'm not mad at Phil Mickelson.
No, and I'm not mad at Phil Mickelson either. But what I would say is that the concept is this, and this is really, you know, like when you look at all this, this is how I boil this down myself. I look at if there was a group that came in and tried to purchase the NFL and make the NFL a global thing, not just a United States sport, but a global thing. And we are trying to bring the NFL to different parts of the world. But if your favorite team, and I don't know who your favorite team is, I'm a Giants guy. If my Giants are playing in Saudi Arabia and I got to get up at 2 a.m. to support that, I'm probably not going to do it. And I think what the way people are looking at this is the Live Golf Tour is by design trying to create a worldwide tour. That's why Greg Norman was a part of it and is a part of it. And I think that from a selfish standpoint, the question really is this simple. Do you want to watch the greatest golfers in the world play on a time zone that you can watch, or do you want to watch them play on a time zone that you can't?
I totally disagree. Because I don't believe that's what the average Joe is thinking about. They tried to tie the Live Golf to strictly to 9/11 to say it's a bad thing, right, that you shouldn't be involved in it.
That's what the
overwhelming thing was, and that's why these families, Chris just brought up and named all the other companies. They're not
that's
at
the
Amazon.
They're not at Amazon. Right, Artie. And that's the thing, and I get it. You're right. Most people don't know all these companies that are in bed with the Saudis. But before you go off on Mickelson and any of these individual golfers, you need to learn it. Because Amazon, Google, who's not supporting them in some way, shape, or form in America? You know, it's just wrong to expect an individual to take the high road when these very rich and wealthy corporations that to a large degree run our country aren't taking the high road. They expect us to do the right thing, but they're not doing the right.
Right.
I don't even say the right thing, but they expect us to do something that they're not willing to do.
Well, I don't know. I think the golf fan wants to watch golfers play golf on their like when they want to watch it. Fair. And I think that what they sit there and they think to themselves is they're gonna, because everybody's going to have an opinion, right? So we all, that's why we have shows, right? We all share our opinions and we're not afraid to share them. But everybody has opinions. They just scream at a television instead of screaming on a radio. It's the same exact thing.
Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you because a lot of you heard a lot of the golfers, you mentioned Mickelson, talking about how they weren't being treated properly, if you will, by the PGA.
Yep.
So I imagine all of that's going to change. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to change. I mean, I don't. This is basically what Commissioner Monahan said was the following, that the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, the DP World Tour are going to get together and they're going to, and they have, they've formed a company that is a for-profit LLC. The PGA Tour is a not-for-profit entity. These three entities are going to form a for-profit entity. And my belief is that this will end up in some sort of a team event. That's what I think is going to happen, or team event. If you read the letter that he sent, he said that basically we are going to form a for-profit LLC, and then later he says we will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of LIV Golf and determine how best to integrate team golf into professional golf. The 2023 LIV Golf schedule will continue as planned. And what that means to me is it's not 2023 and 2024. It's 2023, and it's going to continue as planned. But we intend on having a team golf and team golf events incorporated or integrated into our schedule. And that, to me, means, hey, players are going to own their teams, they're going to play in these events, and they're going to be able to prosper as a result of this new model that is for profit without question.
All right. Well, we will see. Michael, look.
Thank you.
This story continues and develops, we'll get you on again. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. You heard Monsi Bolaños earlier. Jacob DeGrom out until 2025. That's next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful, folks. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, Rob, the news, Jacob DeGrom is going to have surgery on a UCL tear. Now, remember, he just signed a five-year, $185 million deal to join the Texas Rangers. And now he's not going to pitch again until 2025. And that's obviously, it's very unfortunate for DeGrom and for the Rangers. But, Rob, what I want to focus on, and we've talked about it a little bit in the past, Jacob DeGrom has hardly thrown the baseball in the last 4 years.
It's amazing, Chris. It's amazing. Go ahead, break it down.
These are his innings pitched the last 4 years. This year, 30 innings, 30. Last year, 64 innings.
Wow.
The year before that, 92. Year before that, 68. And yet, he's still getting injured. So my point, and if we look at the NBA, Rob, if you want to say Jacob DeGrom would be the poster boy for load management, pitch counts, all that stuff, Kawhi Leonard would certainly be that in the NBA. And what happened to him in these playoffs?
Got hurt.
Couldn't play. Right. And so we've talked about it with Antonio Daniels and other even doctors about this, Rob. I'm sorry, the low management is not working. And these are the two main sports that do it, baseball and basketball. It's not working, so why do we continue to see it?
I agree, because the Jacob DeGrom, as you just said it, he hasn't pitched that much, and yet he was still able, Chris, because of his history and his success prior to that, to get a five-year, $185 million contract off of 68 innings.
I thought that was ridiculous, right?
No,
you know,
I
said it at the time.
Not that
he's not great when he pitches, but
he can't stay healthy. Right. Here's the other thing, Chris. The Rangers didn't have insurance on DeGrom's contract. For 2023.
They probably couldn't get it.
Because of his injury history. That's exactly like he's... What insurance company is going to take out, pay you out? You know what I mean?
Right.
And probably the premiums would be too high because they're like, this dude has a history of injuries. Why would we insure him when there's a chance that something could go wrong? And I get the Rangers, Chris, they got a good team. They're in first place in the AL West.
Yes.
Marcus Semien, their second baseman, has a 24-game hitting streak coming into tonight. Like, they got some players.
Yep.
But they rolled the dice in that the Mets didn't sign him. That's where DeGrom came from. And they thought, maybe it'll work out for us. We need an ace. And it didn't happen.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We got our guest, Bill Courtney, around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is the founder of Classic American Hardwoods. His name is Bill Courtney, and he is in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, there's an Oscar-winning documentary on Netflix about him called Undefeated. And Bill's a successful businessman in Memphis who coached underprivileged kids and brought them the victory. That's what the Undefeated's about. It's about three underprivileged students from inner city Memphis and their volunteer coach who tries to help them beat the odds on and off the field. And he has a new podcast called An Army of Normal Folks. It's a podcast about regular people who make a difference. Bill, welcome to the iCouple.
Yes, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's up? Thanks for having me.
Nah, good to have you. Now, tell us about first about the podcast and what you're trying to, you know, do with it.
Well, guys, you know, I believe there's overpasses or streets in Memphis and any metropolitan area where, when you go by it, it's the place you're praying your car doesn't break down or you don't have a flat tire, right?
Right.
And when you look down there and you see the hopelessness and the despair, you think to yourself, man, you know, somebody ought to do something about that one day. You know, and you think that as if that sentiment matters, and it doesn't. It moves no needle. And I kind of suggest that we need to start cocking that rearview mirror about 30 degrees to the left and look at ourselves and say, no, maybe I ought to do something about that. I think government has proven woefully inadequate in caring for the most disadvantaged among us. And I don't think that people using big words on CNN and Fox are doing much good. And I think there's a lot of discord in our political narrative that, you know, if you don't think like me, you're my enemy. And although I think there's a lot of well-intentioned programs in the world, I think decades of screwing with those have made those not very effective. And so, you know, it's my belief that when the politics aren't working and the power brokers all over the place aren't working, it's just going to take an army of normal folks looking in their own communities and around where they live and seeing spots of need or places they can help, saying, you know what, I'm going to do something about this. And so the podcast is telling stories of normal folks all over the country who have seen a place of need in their own communities and their own culture and filling that need and have made amazing results. And so we're telling those stories in an effort to create this kind of army of normal folks that are, despite the national narrative that we're all enemies, that we can be male, female, Christian, Jewish, agnostic, black, white, right, left, moderate, whatever. But the one thing we can all get together on is we can be an army of normal folks making our cultures better.
Give me a story, someone not doing, you know, like you don't have to have $1 million. You don't have to have your own business.
Yeah.
To make something happen.
I appreciate the question. So we went live today. We've been working on this thing for about a year and a half, done a lot of interviews, but we went live today, and I'll tell you about today. Today is a guy named Officer Tommy Norman from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Grew up one of nine, one bathroom in his house. He says that, you know, if he didn't get to the bathroom early, he kind of breathed in Aquanet from his six sisters getting ready for school every day. He came up with not much of anything, blue collars. Dad was a carpenter. His mom was a stay-at-home mom with all the kids, and he wanted to be a cop. And so he became a cop. And in North Little Rock, you've got it's a small city. It's 70, 90,000 people, but you've got upper class, middle class, and you've got poverty. And his beat is a poverty area, and he's a white dude. And in this poverty area, it's largely African American. And he decided when he became a cop that he was going to do three things. He was going to get invited in somebody's front yard. Then he was going to be invited on the front porch. And then he was going to be invited to the breakfast table. And this guy got out of his car and old school walked his beat and started learning the people in this disadvantaged neighborhood, getting to know their names, getting their phone numbers. When he was off work, he would call them on his off time and just say, hey, this is Officer Norman checking on you. How you doing? He got to know the kids' names. He goes to birthday parties. He goes to Chuck E. Cheese. He's spoken at weddings. He's spoken at funerals. And he has become like the Michael Jordan of community policing. This guy's got 2 million followers on Facebook, 1 million followers on Instagram, and he's a blue-collar kid who grew up North Little Rock, became a cop, and he has disintegrated the narrative that white cops and African-American communities can't find harmony and get along and actually serve and protect. This guy locks people up when they break the law. He's arrested murderers before, but he also works in his community to police it from a standpoint of service and love. And he has changed. He has obliterated the narrative around this thing that our community and our society has been dealing with over the last 2 years. And I tell his story. And in the middle of all of it, he's a 50-year-old guy. He's dealt with a heart attack. He's dealt with his daughter dying of an overdose. He's a normal guy. He deals with evil and pain and destruction and difficulties in lives like we all do. So it's not that people do all these things as a result of their being anointed as this perfect person, but he does this work in spite of his own difficulties, like all of us do in life, and he's changed lives. And so that's episode one. And every week there's a story of just a normal person doing extraordinary things in our society that break down the narrative that if you don't think like me, you're my enemy. If you don't worship like me, you're my enemy. If you don't believe in the same political truths that I believe in, you're my enemy. And that despite our differences, we can get along, we can find common ground, and most importantly, we can all serve in our communities despite what this national narrative is. And so we're trying to create this movement through a podcast that's just an army of normal folks serving in our communities. We're telling stories about it that are redemptive, that are real, and hopefully inspire people to get involved in their communities.
Bill, what are some of the victories you've seen with some of the kids that you guys have helped in those neighborhoods?
I coached at Manassas High School in Memphis. The demographics are deep and long, and we don't have time for you to hear them all, but I'll give you maybe one of the most poignant. An 18-year-old male is 3 times more likely to be in jail or dead by his 21st birthday than he is to simply have a job. That's the reality of where I coached football, and that's reality of a number of areas across our urban areas in the country. And the last 2 years at Manassas, you know, we graduated 19 seniors and 18 went to college. Flying in the face of that one demographic that I gave you. And I will tell you, it's a direct result of a bunch of kids deciding they were going to adhere to some basic tenets of character and commitment, teamwork, and the dignity of hard work and all of those things. And a group of adults who weren't there to pat themselves on the back or try to take credit for everything that was going on, but they're there just to serve. In other words, a bunch of normal kids and a bunch of normal coaches, a bunch of normal folks just coming together to try to win a little bit at football and win a little bit at life. And as a result, demographics and the quote, the proverbial chain was broken. That happens all day, every day, all across our country. And our current media and political world doesn't want to tell that story. They want to set us up to be divided and tell the divisive story. And I'm here to try to tell that story and build that group of normal folks so that that maybe we can change that narrative.
Bill, you're in Memphis, and obviously there's a big story out of there in regards to their NBA team, the Grizzlies, and their superstar Ja Morant. Do you have any feelings on that? You know, if you stayed up on that story with Ja and kind of what's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Grizzlies fan. You know, I was obviously really saddened by the images that came out the first time with the gun in the strip club and the money all over the place. And, you know, I mean, I want to be real, right? I mean, I get it. This is a young guy who's making a bunch of money, and he made a mistake, and he got out there and did what a lot of young celebrities do that have been given just a massive amount of money. And so he got punished. And then here comes a deal where he and his friends are driving down the street, and they're bumping along to a rap song. And, I mean, look, I'm a 54-year-old white guy. I don't know anything about rap, but it was some rap song that is popular. And he pops up and flashes a gun. And now the NBA is about to squash him. And, I mean, and I get it. NBA's got to protect themselves. They need to protect Ja Morant. Right. You know, with all the gun violence we've got in the world, that's just not a good scene. And everybody's got comments about it. And they're right on the one hand. That's got to get under control. And it breaks my heart. It's not good for the Grizzlies. It's not good for Ja. Not good for the NBA. Not good for Nike. Not good for the people making his shoes. Not good for any of that. And I get the criticism, and I get the armchair quarterbacking of all of it. But there are the same images of politicians right now with their entire family gathered around Christmas trees on AR-15s. And I'm just going to say this. If you're going to jump on Ja for what he did, which probably we need to, and he needs to straighten his story up, we also need to be real about all the other stuff going on, and we need to jump equally on the other people. All I'm saying is there's equal hypocrisy on both sides of the road. There's equal hypocrisy on the right and the left. There's equal hypocrisy everywhere. And until we as normal folks want to steal back the narrative of what the truth is in this world, we're going to continue to be divided. I want to create an army of normal folks who say, yeah, Ja was wrong, but so are these idiots sitting in front of a Christmas tree with an AR-15 like it's okay.
Bill, great stuff. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Sounds like you're doing a wonderful job out there. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be there. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. Don't forget, Trash Chris. Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. 30 to 40 seconds, you've got to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled, folks. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off on a little Trash Talking Tuesday with Gary in Houston. You're first up. Who are you trashing, Gary?
Shannon Sharp. So he's leaving, which I got no problem with. But why on your way out are you liking all these tweets, dissing Skip Bayless, like a middle schooler? Why? Did you forget Skip's the one that scooped you out of the goddamn unemployment line? And also, whatever your next job is, I'm interested to see how many times you take off a worker whenever you see a tweet you don't like.
All right,
Gary, not having it. Okay. Dre in Michigan, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dre?
I got the rebuttal for whatever his name was. I'm trashing Skip Should Say Less Bayless. So first of all, you want to forget where your bread is buttered. See, you about to find out that you the temptation, he was David Ruffin. Nobody came to see you, Otis. You know what I'm saying? You was a plus one to the picnic. But once he gone, we gone too. You can leave too. When he about to find out that he's the ugly girl with the cute sister, you only around because we want to deal with her, not you, brother. So go ahead and watch them Ravens fall faster than the fat chick on the seesaw. So y'all be easy. Have a good one.
Mm. Wow. Both of them about the undisputed.
I know.
Interesting. That's
very, very, very interesting. Are we good, Bob G?
You trashing somebody? Who you trashing?
I'm just trash. You know, Chris, I was...
We already did our trash.
We did our trash this morning. I mean, to lead off the show with the LIV Golf. I mean, I still... It's not that, Chris, I have a problem with the merging. It's the way that it was presented and painted to people in the beginning that they were the big bad wolf. That's... Chris, it's not... I understand business, right? I do.
Yep. Yeah,
that is the part that just chafes me.
Yeah, what I don't like, and like you said, we're in the real world, okay? And I just don't like and I'm putting the corporations in this position, the wealthy corporations. In this scenario, Rob, the little man is those golfers, even though they're all probably rich, you know what I mean? But they're the little man. And you want to make the little man look bad and negative and make him bear the burden that you, as the wealthy man, these corporations, isn't willing to bear.
No, and
you
that's
know what
the,
I mean?
That's the bad
hypocrisy
part. Right.
Just bothers me, man.
Hey, but you know what, Chris? We could squeeze in another one. We got Cheese in South Carolina. Cheese, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Cheese?
I am trashing that beige brother's Chris Broussard. Chris, don't ever in your life disrespect Dirk like that. What are you? Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? No, Joker. No, he won't be on Dirk level. Well, at least not now. And I'm trashing Rob. You too. You getting some of this work too? Don't you saying that the Heat won't win? a game. I'm saying the Heat will win the next two games. Heat Nation, baby.
All right.
Cheese. Hey, what is his name?
You sound cheese. Like a cheese.
Cheese, call back when I can rebut you.
Yes.
Because I stand by it. Dirk is great. Dirk is awesome. Jokic is better.
Chris, you know what? His argument or his trash was so full of holes, we're calling him Swiss cheese.
He knew when to call up, Rob. What? We're not going to rebut.
Nothing,
we're going to let it slide.
Everything's not funny. Hey, Alex.
Hello,
I
Rob.
Think Rob G got somebody to trash. Who are you trashing, you? Rob G?
Yeah, I didn't have anyone until Chris told me to, but I got someone I've been sitting on for a minute. I'm trashing, soon to be coming up here in about 35 minutes, Martin Weiss. Martin, ooh, and VJ, their show on the weekends, because I was told, and I got a few screen grabs sent to, uh-oh, me over the weekend, that they're branding themselves as the new Odd Couple.
What?
As, Chris, if the Odd Couple has ever left the building.
Right. Well, where are we going?
What do you mean, come on, man. You can be your own Martin brand. You don't got
to, right,
piggyback off of Chris.
Don't try to ride on our coat. Look, we help get them going.
Yes.
We mentored them to some degree, so we're proud of the young brothers.
Very, very happy.
But you ain't us.
Thank you.
Okay?
Guys, can I follow up here? Because
yeah,
I actually had the illustrious luxury of filling in on this Saturday. So I was on the VJ and the Martin,
really,
Weiss show.
Okay.
Yes, I was filling in. So I want to trash Chris Broussard and,
oh,
Rob Parker, because not only are these two brothers stepping up the game for Sports Talk Radio, they are driving the market as the new Odd Couple. Because, and I reiterate, as I was on their show, every single bump back, they made sure to stop what they were doing and said, yo, Alex is filling in. This man is soul and he gets our show. This man is the reason why we are driving,
what,
this to another level. And I said, you know what? I wish my guys thanked me that much. That's
all
the new Odd Couple right there, baby.
I'm trashing Alex Tyson.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're barely even here anymore. No, now you're moonlighting. It's one thing to moonlight on us with the herd, but you're doing it with Martin and VJ?
My guys.
What in the world is going on?
Wow.
Did they give you a segment? Do you have a Tyson
no,
tribute?
No, you know what? They gave him a live check. They gave
not.
Him a live check.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hills and Adonis,
mm-hmm,
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah,
okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.